Josh laughed, and the sound made the tightness in Molly's chest melt away. How many nights had she lain in bed, terrified she would never hear that beautiful sound again? Oh, and did you see my ramp? Josh rolled his chair out the door and launched himself full speed at the ramp. Woo! Josh! Molly's heart seized as Josh's chair flew down the ramp and slid across the icy sidewalk. He grabbed his wheels and yanked himself to a halt, inches away from Lily's car. Molly collapsed against the doorframe. Lily stood ghost white with her hand across her mouth. Josh, if you ever do that to me or your mom again, I'll tell all your friends where you were born. He gasped. No, please. No more stunts like that. Got it? Because I'll do it. I was there. Remember? Please, please don't tell anyone. Molly would laugh if she were capable of breathing. She told Josh he'd been born in a lady's dressing room, and he'd found that embarrassing enough. If he knew the full truth, he'd pass out from the humiliation. She added to Lily's threat, I'm sure I have those photos in the album somewhere. Josh sank into his chair. I'll never do it again, I promise. Good. Lily turned to Molly. Where'd you get this thing anyway? You didn't have it the other day. I'm not positive, but I think Gabriel built it. Lily's brows shot up. Molly shook her head, but the ramp made her think of her arrival home and something she'd wanted to ask Lily about. Blake Margate came over earlier. He said something strange. That doesn't surprise me, Lily said, interrupting her. Seriously, don't listen to him. He's a little... She circled her finger next to her ear so Josh wouldn't hear her call his former teacher crazy. But Blake wasn't crazy, and he didn't usually make cryptic comments. Okay, let's go, cowboy. Marietta's our oyster, and we're gonna crack her wide open. Before Molly could ask any more questions, Josh was hoisting himself into Lily's car and waving goodbye. He'd only been home an hour, and she was alone again. Just her, a skein of yarn, and her crochet hooks. How exciting.
Gabriel parked his truck in front of his mom's small house. He hadn't grown up here. His family had moved a few times whenever bill collectors had caught up with their mom. But one benefit of being in the military and having no dependents was that Gabriel had saved enough to make a down payment on this single-story, two-bedroom home and given his mom a little breathing room. He got out of the truck and blinked against the glare of the sun reflecting off fresh snow. It was lunchtime, and he'd come to show Camila how wrong she was about him, and the F-word. Coming into town during the day didn't make him feel fear. It really didn't. So far, he'd gone to the store and the post office just to prove he could. People's stares had followed him everywhere, warming his back even through his winter coat. Only one person had approached him. Old Buck, the cattle auctioneer. He'd been a couple people in front of Gabriel in the line at the store, and when he'd noticed Gabriel, had beckoned him forward. Never one to disrespect his elders, Gabriel had stepped out of line to say hello. What you did for that boy? Buck had said, shaking his head. Remarkable. He'd stuck out his hand, and Gabriel had forced himself to shake it. Then Buck had put Gabriel's basket of groceries in front of his and told the cashier, I'm paying for these. Gabriel couldn't remember ever feeling more uncomfortable. He knocked on his mom's door and waited till he heard the lock tumble. Camila opened it, her face registering her shock, followed by a critical once-over of his whole body. He made an exasperated noise. I washed my hair, my body, and my clothes. I'm even wearing deodorant. What else do you want from me?
Can I introduce you to a razor and a mirror? I think you'd really get along.
He rolled his eyes. Baby steps, Mila. Baby steps. The beard stays for now. Personally, he felt like a rock star just for being here.